Coast Radio News for Monday, February 24th, 2020. I'm George Henry. This week may see the wrap-up of paving along the Revision Florence project as crews work towards buttoning up side streets. There's still some sidewalk work to be completed along Highway 101. In ODOT's weekly update, they list the installation of drainage utilities along Highway 101 in front of Safeway, which could affect traffic patterns again this week. By Friday last week, crews had completed the intersection of Highway 101 and 126, and all lanes were open to traffic. Fair weather this week should help construction move along, as clear skies and temperatures close to 60 degrees are forecast through at least Friday. The Port of Sayulsa is getting ready to take down the blue storage buildings on the port property to make room for more campsites. The port is currently looking for requests for proposals on the demolition. Information is available at the port website, portofsayulsa.com. Dredging is also continuing along the marina, and access to the Sayulsa River is closed until completion. This Saturday will be the first ever Education Expo at Sayulsa Schools. The event will be from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. 85 different organizations will be on hand to provide information on educational opportunities in the area. Students will provide live entertainment, and there will be food, activities for children, drawings, and prizes. Coast Radio will have a live broadcast from Sayulsa High School Saturday morning. Florence and Mapleton have recently opened a new resource for behavioral health counseling and support services. The centers are located at Mapleton Middle School and Sayulsa Elementary School. Services are offered regardless of family income or insurance coverage. Services offered are for adolescent counseling, behavioral assessment and early intervention, and care coordination and referral assistance. The centers are staffed by a Peace Health employed licensed clinical social worker and a community health worker who split time between the two locations. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, February 24th, 2020.